USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department now setting a timetable for the release of the Mueller report on the Russia probe. A DOJ official is saying this morning that report will be made available to Congress and the public within weeks. Attorney General William Barr has already released a summary of the report that concludes there was no cooperation or conspiracy between members of the Trump campaign and Russia. Democrats are claiming a vote yesterday in the Republican-controlled Senate on the climate change bill known as the Green New Deal was a political stunt. The vote was 57-0 against it. Most Democrats voted present. Here's Republican Senator Mike Lee on it.
It's not a serious proposal, and it's something that we ought to highlight as we consider things like this that would be devastating on our economy.
Lee was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Senate never held any hearings on the measure, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
Chicago's mayor and police are condemning a prosecutor's surprise decision to drop all charges against Jussie Smollett, the actor indicted on 16 felony counts of faking a hate crime. The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he can't understand why an innocent man would play things this way.
I've heard that they wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. But no, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
A judge has sealed the facts in the case, but a federal investigation is continuing, so Smollett could still face charges. The Powerball drawing tonight could create America's next multi-millionaire, or nearly a billionaire. From one perspective, the jackpot's worth a massive $750 million, the cash option worth $465 million. No one's won the big prize since December. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FAA is investigating after a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 had to make an emergency landing just after takeoff yesterday. That type of plane is grounded from commercial flights after two deadly crashes of the same model killed hundreds in less than 5 months. But this one was on its way from Orlando to Victorville, California, for temporary storage. The crew reported an engine problem after takeoff. They were able to return safely. Southwest is sending all of its 34 MAX 8s to Victorville, where they will be inspected. A second guidance counselor at an Indianapolis Catholic high school set to lose her job after officials say Lynn Starkey said that they will not be renewing her contract for the 2019-2020 school year. That's because she's in a same-sex marriage. Starkey's lawyer says she has been with the school for 39 years before filing a discrimination complaint in November of 2018. This after another female teacher made national headlines for being placed on leave after 15 years because school officials there found out she is married to a woman. And Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly may be gone, but they're still going to be hitting the road together in an upcoming tour, the two rock legends, to appear as holograms in the Rock and Roll Dream Tour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.